The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Two Chairs No Waiting, your Mayberry podcast. We're up to episode number 33. It's going to be a listener feedback episode. It's our seventh one. I want to thank you guys for listening. And I want to thank Floyd the Barber, Floyd Lawson, for hosting for me last week. I want to thank all you guys who listened as well and sent in the comments, all three of you. No, we had several, and I want to thank everybody, and I hope you really enjoyed Floyd hosting. Maybe he'll get to do that again in the near future, but he filled in for me, and I appreciate that. Before we get into our voicemails, I want to remind you to go to weaversdepartmentstore.com and pick up any of your Mayberry items. The Weavers really help support the show, and without them, we wouldn't be able to do the show. So please drop by Weavers Department Store, pick up DVDs. They've also got T-shirts, books, all kinds of things there. So go and just browse around. There's all kinds of stuff there. And Weavers, Mr. Weaver, he really is a pretty nice guy. So you guys drop by. Folks, we got some voicemails. Since it's a listener feedback episode, I actually have listener feedback, and so we're going to listen to those. And some of them had submitted their favorite quotes, and so we're going to play a few of those as well throughout the episode. So here's our first voicemail. It's coming from Kevin Hickey. Kevin's going to give us a little bit of rundown of his favorite episodes and quotes, and we'll just hear from there. So here's Kevin.
Hey, this is Kevin Hickey. I just discovered your podcast on Mayberry.com and really have enjoyed listening to some of the past archives. You're talking about favorite episodes in today's podcast. And I think my favorite episode is probably when, or favorite clip is when Barney's talking to Annie and he says, "You're a real comedian. Sometime we've got to go down and take the bolts off the wheelchairs at the nursing home." Some of the lines they had between Andy and Barney was always pretty funny and clever. And then also when Barney is reciting the preamble of the Constitution, that's pretty funny as well. I really enjoyed listening to it and look forward to a future podcast. Thanks a lot.
Why don't we go up to the hospital some night and take the bolts off the wheelchairs?
That part got cut off somehow. Why don't we go up to the hospital some night and take the bolts off the wheelchairs? I like that quote myself. So, Kevin, thanks for calling in and leaving your comments. We really love hearing from everybody. So, I want to thank you for that, and I love the quote, so thanks for reminding me of it. Our next caller is Jack Harrington, and Jack's going to tell us a little bit about, he enjoyed the Floyd podcast, he enjoyed him hosting, and he also mentioned his favorite quote from Crime Free Mayberry. So here's Jack.
Hey, Alan, this is Jack in Jacksonville, Florida. Just got listening to 31 and 32 episodes of your podcast. They were both great, and thanks for answering the what the mirror said to the dresser. I have always kind of wondered about that. Thank you very much. Boy, that was great having Floyd host the show. He did a great job, and I'm hoping that you can get him to come back again sometime. I really enjoyed his stories. He's a prince of a fella. Anyway, you mentioned about some of the favorite quotes or lines out of the episodes, and of course I've got hundreds of them, as everybody probably does, but one come to my mind from Crime Free Mayberry, where Barney's getting ready to sum up why they crime free, why Mayberry is crime free, and he says there's three reasons. There's Andy and me, and then he pats his gun and says, "And baby makes three." But anyway, that's one of my favorites. So thanks a lot for all you do. We'll see you.
Where was I?
You were just about to sum up.
Oh, yeah. Well, I guess to sum it up, you could say there's three reasons why there's so little crime in Mayberry. There's Andy, and there's me, baby makes three. Say, that's kind of a good phrase if you'd like to write that down.
I'll remember it.
Well, we want to thank Jack for bringing that quote up. Andy and me and Baby Makes Three. We love that one as well. I want to also bring up, he was talking about the Floyd episode, last episode. If you didn't listen to it, you want to go back and listen, because Floyd hosted the whole thing. And he gave us some of his memories from Mayberry that he had. And let me pull back the curtain a little bit about the stories that Floyd told last week and let you know, and make sure that you do know, that they're all true stories. They all really happened. Those were real things. The names were changed to protect the innocent, but they were true nonetheless. The first story about the paint can and it spraying when they had the actual spray can paint that they were trying to open with a can opener. Well, that actually happened to Howard McNear, Floyd himself. It really happened to him at his home with his son Kit. And he had told the story to Gene Carson and George Lindsay and other people there on the set. But Gene and George had both told me about this story. And I was lucky enough to be able to meet Kit McNear, Floyd's son, several years ago. And I went to his home, and he still lived in the home of his father. It was where his dad had lived. It was where he had grown up. And I asked him when I was there, I said, did this really happen about the paint cans? And we went in the kitchen. He said, yes, happened right here. We were standing right here. The can opener was there, and that paint started spraying around the room. Anyway, it was a great experience for me, but that's a true story. The second story about the piano falling out of the back of the truck and breaking all apart and getting dragged down the road with the rope and all that. Well, that actually happened to one of the VW boys, which I've talked about before, and they provide a lot of the background music. Actually, they provided the background music that you could hear last week on the episode. But Tim White, his dad, his name was Bob White. If you listen to the story that Floyd told, he told that he got Gomer and Bob White to go with him to help him move the piano. Anyway, that's a true story. That really happened as well. So it just makes it more funny to me when you know they're true. And the third story that Floyd told about getting stuck in the funeral procession, driving down the road and not realizing he was in the middle of one, and then having to go real fast to get it. To lose the people that were behind him that followed him rather than turning to go down to the gravesite. Well, that's true as well. And that actually happened to a pastor. He was an interim pastor. We were without a pastor for a while at our church here in Huntsville, Alabama. But it actually happened to him, and he told it from the pulpit one day. And as soon as he told it, immediately after the service, I went up to him and told him, I said, you realize this is going to become a Floyd story. And so... anyway, I thought you might be interested in that, and just to know that they're all true. So now we're going to go into some emails, and our first email is from Linda, and she's referring back to the episode of What Did the Mirror Say to the Dresser? She says, all this time I thought the answer was, I see your drawers. So now I'm better informed. I'm enjoying the podcast. They're better than sourwood honey. Calvin Coolidge is a mainstay in our house. We constantly refer to him and contribute any and all quotes to him except for those of Jesus. Between me and you, I'm like Andy. I can't stand Roger either. I think about him every spring when I'm planting petunias. Please keep up the good work, Linda. So thanks a lot, Linda. We appreciate that. Next up, we got an email from Samantha from over at MayberryOnMaine.com. Samantha is one of our tribute artists. She does the manicurist with us at different events, but she wrote in to tell us some big news there in Mount Airy. It says, Emmett Forrest just came into our shop and said that he went out and spent a few days with Andy. Emmett's a really good friend of Andy, just so you'll know. When he was leaving Andy's house, Andy gave Emmett an eagle statue, the one that sat on the desk in the courthouse. Andy also gave him the gavel and the block of wood that you hit the gavel on, which Andy autographed, and the cell keys, the keys to the cell. Wow. He's putting them on display, Emmett is, in his collection there in Mount Airy. And he said that Andy told him that that was it. That was all he had left from the show. So in my opinion, he ended it with a bang. I just thought that maybe the fans would like to know. Hope all is well. Thank you, Samantha. That's great. Great news. Wow, I can't wait to see the keys from the cell. I realize they're probably just cell keys, and but it's just going to be neat to actually see that. And the, you know, the eagle that was on the desk and the gavel that he used when he was Justice of the Peace, that's great, and I'm really happy for Emmett. They're building there in Mount Airy, they're building a museum for Andy that's right there beside the Andy Griffith Playhouse, and that's going to house all of Emmett's collection once they finish. And you know, they're underway right now, so hopefully they'll be finished before Mayberry Days. We'll see, but they'll have it in there soon enough. We have another email from Rick. He was referring to Rafe Hollister. This one was actually sent to the Who's Been Messing Up the Baltimore Digest, but it had a little bit of trivia in it that I thought you might enjoy. And it's just information about Jack Prince. He said, here's something I thought would be interesting. He was born 19 January 1920 in Shreveport, Louisiana. He passed away on January 8th, 1994, in San Bernardino County, California. His birth name was John Upchurch. And it goes in, he's got a lot of information here talking about Jack Prince being trained as a singer at an early age. And he was in Broadway musicals. You know, it was in Destry, in which Prince sang two songs that made him acquaintance of Andy. So that's how he got to know Andy. And it goes on and gives a little bit more information. But the thing that I really noted was it was John Upchurch. His name was Upchurch. Andy was really, he regularly used real names of people. And there's an episode, the episode about the cow thief. There's an actor named Ralph Bell. He played William Upchurch. And I bet that Upchurch name came from Jack Prince's real name. You know, later in the series, there were some color episodes. There was a guy named Farley Upchurch. He was played by two different actors about 11 episodes apart. It was on episode 177, The Legend of Barney Fife, and then 188, The Battle of Mayberry. That character appeared, but Farley Upchurch. Anyway, so I really believe that Upchurch name came from Jack Prince. And, of course, every time I hear Jack Prince's name, I think of this quote.
You're a prince of a fellow, that's what you're a prince.
Yeah. Anyway, every time I think, hey, you're a real prince of a fella, a real prince. I can't help Jack Prince. It just brings to mind. We got one more email, and it's from Peggy. Peggy wrote to say, thanks, Alan. Always enjoy the podcast. And said that her favorite quote was from A Stranger in Town, and here it is. I'll just play the quote rather than reading what she said. So here's her favorite quote.
You believe folks will ever fly to the moon? Boy, you're already there.
Well, there's actually a part of that clip that's actually missed out. The entire quote is, you think folks will ever fly to the moon? Yes, I'm going there myself. Boy, you're already there. That was the actual entire quote. I pulled those off of Emmett's Waves. If you go to Mayberry.com, there's a whole page full of sound clips if you go there. And I'll put a link in our show notes to that website, so you can go there and pull off sound clips. You can use them however you like. Realize you can't sell them. They're not ours. We gotta use them responsibly. So I want to thank you for listening. That's it for the podcast. I want to mention that we have a Cafe Press store for our podcast, where you can purchase T-shirts and mugs and other things like that with the Two Chairs No Waiting logo on them. I'm not sure how many of you would actually want one, but I made the store for me so I'd be able to order stuff for myself. It's got, you know, T-shirts and like the mugs. There's several things I want to get for me about the podcast. But if you'd like to, you can get them from the store. You can go to the Two Chairs No Waiting website, and there's a link there on the right side that says Two Chairs Gifts. Or you can go to www.cafepress.com/two chairs, and that'll take you right to it. So you can order your own. They're not cheap, but you know, hey, if you want to be there, that'd be great. They're fun to have. And also, there's a link on the site that you'll see right above where that is. It's to donate to the podcast. It would help offset cost of hosting and delivering the podcast. There's bandwidth cost and all that stuff. It's not a requirement at all, but I've had folks ask me about how they could help with expenses and stuff like that. So if you'd like to donate $5 or $10, anything like that would be great, or nothing at all, that's fine too. I'm not doing it to try to make money, but if you want to try to help me offset some of the costs, you can click on that button, and you'll be taken to PayPal, You don't have to be a member of PayPal or anything in order to donate. Just you can use your credit card, donate some money. Anyway, if you do donate, it'll go directly to just helping support the podcast and keeping it online for everybody. So, and finally, if you really want to support the podcast, go to weaversdepartmentstore.com and buy you something there, because they do definitely help support. Without the money we get from Weavers, we wouldn't be able to do Mayberry.com, this podcast, all the stuff. Weavers definitely helps us a lot, and I know the things are slow right now, and Weaver is they're having a hard time, I think. But anyway, we'd appreciate it. Anything you can do, and I'd love to hear from you. So drop me a line at floyd@mayberry.com. You can call me, which is what I'd love to hear your voice, at 888-684-8415. Or you can just leave a message on the podcast website itself at mayberry.com/podcast. All right. Well, we're out of here, and we'll see you guys next week on Two Chairs, No Waiting. Bye.